Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your wake-up call. Wake up the passion, God's purpose in you. Purchase Wake Up Call, the book by Arthur Pastor Annie Sally. Tune in to Wake Up Call Radio Show. Join host Pastor Warren and Annie Sally and their guests for a powerful dialogue. Real talk for everyone. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to the Wake Up Call Talk Show. I'm Pastor Annie Sally. You can catch us right here every Sunday at 5 p.m. on the Wake Up Call Radio TV Broadcast Network. Thank you for joining us for a special edition here with Pastor Melissa Bailey at
Excellence and Grace Kingdom International Ministry.
Amen. Amen. And their theme today, Women Walking in the Power of God, a Day of Refreshing and the Word of God. Well, we took this opportunity just to network and collaborate and let you know what we're doing in the community. Amen. Because working together, it's all about the kingdom. Amen. That's God's purpose, that we come together and work together. And I want to read a scripture to you, Matthew 28:19-20. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And surely I will be with you, even until the end of the ages. Amen. 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 So I love the theme, walking in the power of God. Amen. Women walking in the power of God. And you notice that our panel is not just women. Amen. But we have a gentleman here by the name of Justin Henderson. Amen. And I'm going to introduce them more further into the program, but I want to just do let you know that we're just going to network together so that we can become stronger in our communities and globally. Amen. That's what the Wake Up Call Network is all about. We come together and we network with leaders all over the world. Amen. We're connecting in Africa. We're connecting in India, all over Pakistan. We have people connecting with us and wanting us to bring the Wake Up Call to their cities. So we're super excited about what God is doing in this season. So we took the time out to broadcast live during this program. You're actually on a break right now.
Yes.
Amen. So between the services, we took the time out to come together just to share briefly what we're doing in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, and abroad. Okay. So today was refreshing in the Word of God. That's their theme. That's their subtitle. Refreshing in the Word of God. And just to ponder on that, I began to think about Matthew 28:19, where Jesus told us to go, therefore, amen, throughout the world, throughout every nation, amen, empowering people, men and women, boy and girls, to do that which God has planned and purpose for them. So we're talking today about our connections in the community, our connections globally, and we want to share with you concerning our initiatives. Well, I want to start by introducing Pastor Melissa Bailey of Excellence and Grace Kingdom International Ministry, Charlotte, North Carolina. Next to her, we have Justin Henderson, Spirit Lab Training Academy, Charlotte, North Carolina. Next to Justin, we have Pastor Celeste Hicks of Refreshing Springs of Living Water Ministry, Charlotte, North Carolina. Well, we're going to start with Pastor Melissa, and I'm going to ask her to share with you all three things she would love for you guys to know about her.
Okay, well, just to let you know, Excellence and Grace Kingdom International Ministries is not just a ministry. It is not just a church. We are really a support group, a network. Our theme is all about hope. So we want to be able to be a light in our community.
Good.
We are always reaching out to help someone else in reference to whatever is needed. However we can meet the need, that is our plan. We also plan on discipling and equipping
That's
the
good.
Body to do the work. It's not so much that we get the word on the inside of us, but we got to be doers of the word.
Amen.
And go out into the
Amen.
Community and reach those who are lost.
Amen.
And so with that in mind, this is how Justin and I met. We saw that they were doing something with the children. And so we have the Sports Academy Sports Lab Training Academy, amen? And it is here in our building at the gym. We use the gym. And so Justin will be able to tell you more about the Sports Lab Training Academy. But again, it was just something that we saw that they were doing with the children, and we wanted to be a part of that.
Amen.
In any way that we could help or even donate our time.
Mm-hmm.
We've been cooking for the kids and making hot dogs and tacos.
Awesome,
and,
awesome.
And so it's been just a blessing to us to watch them in action. We also are, in reference to training, we are getting ready to start a new program for battered and abused women. So this is something that we're working on,
okay.
That we got coming up. And so, again, we're interested in just going out into the community, talking and
mm-hmm.
seeing what the community needs and being
Amen.
Able to meet that need.
Amen. Amen. Justin, share with us.
Justin Henderson again, and I'm the CEO of Sports Lab Training Academy.
Okay.
There's, I have two other partners, Lester McFarland and Charles Purvis,
mm-hmm.
and they came together with Pastor's help. And,
okay.
Kind of thought about a need in the community.
And okay.
We love coaching kids, and I'm actually just coming from coaching now,
okay.
And we kind of taken that and embraced the kids and almost made them part of our family.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, how much bigger can we possibly make this?
That's good.
And then we took it from Lauren, almost I won't say Lauren, but Lauren and then with the sports, and then being able to connect the academic piece to it,
okay.
and making sure that the kids, starting from a six-year-old age and up, have an opportunity to gain a nice foundation
that's
as
good.
Far as academics, so that if sports take them somewhere, then that's awesome. But we want to make sure that if it doesn't, they understand that academics comes first.
That's
and
awesome.
That will be their first base. So we're kind of bringing them in with the sports, and then we're using that as the avenue and, to get to their heads and get to their minds.
That's good.
Start talking to these young men and young ladies about being upstanding citizens in this community that we're in. And we want to see them all go to school, college, to be awesome young men.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Pastor Celeste Hicks,
yes.
Three things you would like our listeners to know about
yes.
you.
We are now located on 3004 Batesford Road, and we're getting acclimated to that new community.
Okay.
And we do support missions.
Okay.
As you said, globally.
Mm-hmm.
There is an orphanage school in India that is named after my mother.
Okay, excellent.
That for quite a few years, as well as the work in Liberia.
Okay.
Bishop Nima. And so we try to stay involved on the
mm-hmm.
Foreign mission field.
That's good.
And in other ways, we support that. And also, in terms of the community, well, in terms of the mission, as you before stated,
mm-hmm.
with Matthew 28,
right.
18 and 19, where the Lord says go and make disciples. And so we are really emphasizing this year the foundation of prayer
That's
and
good.
Evangelism.
Okay.
And so every time we go out, we try to take something with us. We have a parking lot where we can have a service.
Okay.
So we have a small service. We offer food, clothing,
okay.
and that type of thing.
That's good. We're
trying to do that on a continual basis. Really trying to get to know the people in the area. Reaching out to children to see in which way we could reach them. So I partnered with a young lady who has brought her small children dances,
mm-hmm.
and so now we're going to partner with them
That's good.
And train the children in the area.
Amen.
And so we're hoping to reach, like I said, the young lives,
mm-hmm.
young while they're young, and train them up in the way that they should go. And I'm I'm very hopeful
that
God will use us in a viable way in this season, because I do believe he's coming soon.
Amen.
And what we do, we need to do quickly, purposefully.
Love it.
Yes.
Yes, and intentionally. Yes, I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, you guys have all touched base on the community initiatives that you're involved in and global. You want to detail more about your global or community initiatives?
Yes. Excellence and Grace supports Royal Gospel Church Center, Pastor Eric Nowalski in Katal, Kenya. We've been supporting them for over 2 years. There's also an orphanage that is attached to that. And,
mm-hmm.
and in foreign countries, there are a lot of orphanages.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of children have lost their parents
mm-hmm.
to AIDS or to some type of disaster or just different things that go on. But there is a great need in our foreign countries.
Mm-hmm.
The children need shoes and just all different types of things. And so, yes, we support Africa. We donate funds and send supplies to them every month. And so we also take in donations and we ship them to them. We just recently shipped them a computer and we shipped them an iPad and some things of that nature. We're also supporting Pastor C.V. Thinkachin in India.
Yes.
He came here and he was such a blessing. He stayed at my house for two or three weeks. Yeah, and he was a blessing from India. And so we have been supporting the missions group in India. A lot of people don't know about the situation and circumstances that go on in India, whereas India is a Buddhist nation,
mm-hmm.
okay, Hindu nation,
mm-hmm.
and so the population do not know about Jesus Christ, and so there are a lot of the pastors there are hidden underground
mm-hmm.
Pastors because they are brutally beaten and abused for sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, and so we do support them, and we have been supporting. And we just thank God for the connection and what he is doing in our global initiative. I did want to go back and just touch bases in
mm-hmm.
reference to Justin with the Sports Lab, because we also, the Sports Lab, not only they tutor the children and things of that nature, the Sports Lab has a boot camp, exercise boot camp. And I want him to talk about that because they've been working me to death. Oh, gosh.
So what did they do?
Parents are dropping their kids off here and there. There's homework. They want the kids to be in a sports activity, and then they themselves want to work out.
Okay.
But a lot of times, if it's not in the same place, it can be very shit.
That's right.
So we thought, hey, why don't we have a place where they can work, they can get their academic
nice.
Piece, and then mom or dad can come and work out. And
good, yes.
We have a young trainer, Alicia. Alicia Martin, I'm sorry,
okay.
She's a student, sophomore at UNC Charlotte,
mm-hmm.
and she comes out and she works there.
Yes.
Okay, excellent.
So
she's a good trainer.
We're trying to understand the parents, so as we get the word out, we're letting them know you can come, you can do it all here, and take away from having your evenings being so tough with having to run around, but still get your kids what they need, get their homework done, get assistance, mentoring with them, and they still get your work out.
That's
too.
Good. Now, is there a cost for this?
And we kept it as minimum as possible. Basically, the boot camp you can go to for almost free. We do it like $2 a session.
Wow, that's awesome.
Signed up and
okay.
Services.
Okay.
The basketball or sports services we do $50 for an 8-week program, and then our academic lab we're doing that at about $4 a night a session.
Okay.
Excellent. Yeah, nothing, and just to get them in and make sure we're covering some of our costs and. The thing is, we want them there, and whatever it takes to get them there, we'll do it.
I just wanted to. I'm so excited about
the
sports.
Go
lab.
Ahead.
I have no idea, because it just did their initial kickoff, and that was Saturday of last week.
Okay.
And so you know, when you're starting something new, you don't know how it's going to turn out. But if it is God ordained, God will bless it and breathe on it.
Absolutely.
And so how many children do you have right about now?
We already registered now. We have about 45 kids so far.
45 kids
next
Saturday, first week. And that's awesome.
That's excellent.
That's
yes,
amazing.
Yes, yes.
And again, my thought was in reference to just, you know, it's a way to be able to evangelize and reach the people who don't know the Lord.
Absolutely.
Just by being an example.
Mm-hmm.
It's not by beating them down with the word, but just showing yourself friendly and just walking in the love of God before them. Just inviting them out to things that you're having or whatever the case may be, and believing God and praying for them because prayer changes things. I believe in prayer. And so we are praying for them, and we're praying for every child. We're praying for every parent. Whether we know them or not, we're believing God for a manifestation to take place. And so it has just been amazing for them being here with us. I am just
So are you working out with them as well?
I am working out with them. Yes, I am part of the boot camp.
Okay,
I am here
excellent.
Every single day. They are here Monday through Friday. What time?
Monday through Thursday.
Monday
We're
through Thursday.
From 6:30 to
9:30.
Okay.
And I am here with them just about every day. I don't stay the full time. I'm maybe here a long time with the kids. But they have broken down into different age groups and different
That's
sessions.
Good.
And so I'm just so glad that the Lord has allowed, you know, if it wasn't God, you know, it could not take place. He opened the door for me to make a way that I would be able to open a door
that's
for them.
That's awesome.
And so that's how it goes. And, you know, God gives the access. He gives the increase. And,
absolutely.
And he does all the work. Nothing of ourselves, but just knowing that God, do what you want to do, however you want to do it. And so I'm just trusting and believing you. And so I'm just really excited about them being here, and I'm just so glad that they're just they're here with all the children. We're getting ready to work out a date night,
okay?
So that I told them we as the church are going to do, whereas to the parents can get some time off, and they will bring their children to the church, and we will watch them here, set up some things
nice.
For them, some activities and things.
Very nice.
And so yeah, we're going to work on that.
I know, right?
Because parents don't have the opportunity to go out when they have little ones and they have a bunch of kids. They don't have time for themselves. So we, the church, are going to set up a date night, and then it'll allow the parents to be able to drop their children off in a safe environment. We have a team of people from our church that will be volunteering, helping us with the children, and then they can have their time and just pick their children up by 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock is good. 11 o'clock is good. You know, I thank God for each and every one of you and all that you've shared thus far, because I often think of how the church has been on standstill, so to speak. There's a lot of folks that are tired of the church as usual.
Yes.
Now what I'm hearing from you all and what we're doing, we're getting outside of the box.
Yes.
The church is not stuffy.
Yes.
You know, it's not church as usual. We're supposed to be helping one another.
Yes.
We're supposed to be helpers one to another. We're supposed to be networking, not only networking, but collaboration.
Yes.
How can we get together and get further down the road? How can I team up with your ministry? How can I team up with your ministry? How can I team up with your ministry? This is what God is talking about in the Word of God. It brings synergy in the Word of in the body of Christ, and it brings togetherness. You're talking about allowing the parents to get out and have date night. That's what it's all about.
Thanks.
Growing up in the church, we had this motto, so to speak, where the neighbors would look after each other's children and where they would discipline each other's children. However, God is doing a new thing. And I'm so excited about the new thing that he's doing. He's linking us and connecting us with people around the globe so that we can do greater work than even he did. And the Bible says, greater work shall you do. So my thing, my objective, my prayer every day is, God, how can I be used even the more? How can I share the word of God even the more? How can I get out of the box?
Yes.
How can I get out of the four corners of the church
and
love
on other people and share be a lot, which is preaching. But we don't follow out what we're preaching about. And I've seen this being in the church all of my life. You know, as long as you're part of the ministry, as long as you're a tithe payer, then you're relevant.
Right.
Well, what about the homeless?
Yes.
What about the downtrodden?
Yes.
What about the bedridden folks? What about the people in internet land that are not in your churches? Can you love on them? Can you be of aid to them? So God is saying to us, it's time to wake up.
Yes.
It's time to sound the alarm.
Yes.
It's time to do what Jesus told us to do. Go ye therefore into all the nations.
Yes.
And we're inspiring to do that, to go. But charity starts at home.
Absolutely.
And it spreads itself abroad. So we start with loving on one another.
Right.
We start with caring for one another. We start with connecting with one another and their agendas.
Yes.
And their programs. Yes, we can't be there for everything. But you know, when God gave us, when he birthed the wake up call, first he started it with my book, Wake Up Call, Waking Up God's Purpose in You. He wanted me to share with the world that he has a plan and a purpose.
Yes.
He also wanted me to share with the world that in the beginning, God created everything, including us.
Yes.
And he created us with a plan and a purpose.
Yes.
We have passion. We have creativity.
Yes.
When we come together with our purpose, our passion, and our creativity,
right,
greater works,
yes,
will
Energy.
We do.
Absolutely.
Greater work.
Absolutely.
Ah, I'm so excited about what God is doing.
Amen.
You know, we hear this around the world all the time on national TV, how these large ministries are doing global work and how they're blessing the body of Christ and how they're blessing the communities. But what about the smaller
yes.
churches?
Yes.
You know, we may not get the accolades. We may not get the pat on the back. But we still should find ourselves busy about the Lord's business.
Yes, yes.
Because we were created for a purpose and with a purpose.
Yes.
Now it's up to us to find out what that purpose is and use our creativity to bring it into fruition. Amen. Justin, I love what you're doing. I love what you're doing because we have to touch the young people at an early age. You know, my area of study is psychology, and it is so imperative that we mold their minds early on. Oh my gosh, mold their minds. You know, I'm writing a new book, and it's Living the Promise on Broken Pieces. So in that book, God wanted me to share with those that will read that book that you can still live the promise on broken pieces. Because if the truth be known, we all have something that we are dealing with and that we have dealt with. You know, the storm may be over, but there are some debris. And as long as there's debris, you're going to have issues.
Amen.
And it's going to revisit you. And I thought about in writing that book and in outlining the introduction, I thought about my first grade teacher. I'll never forget her. Her name was Miss Russell. Amen. And she was remarkable to me.
Mm-hmm.
It was the way she loved on each and every kid in her class. And one particular day we came in from recess and she said, I'm going to read you a story. And the story she read was John Henry. How many of y'all know about that? The steel driver.
Yes.
And to this very day, I'll share with my husband, to this very day, regardless of what's going on with me, when I'm down at my lowest, when my body's racked with pain, I hear Miss Russell reading about John Henry. John Henry refused to give up. And it's time for the body of Christ to rise up and say, I refuse to give up. He said, if it takes me down, I'm going down with a hammer in my hand. Because he was resilient. It's time for us to be resilient. It's time for us to be courageous. And that's not through our outward man.
Mm-hmm.
That's through the inward man.
Because
he lives richly inside of us. And when we feed that anointing on the inside, and when we do what we're doing in the land, guess what? We're feeding the inner man.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit inside of us is taking root.
Absolutely.
Amen. And every life that we touch is going to be blessed.
Absolutely.
Because the greater one lives on the inside of us. So I thank you so much for inviting us here, Pastor Melissa, to share your initiative, because I'm always wanting to know what's going on in my community.
Yes, yes.
What's going on in these churches?
Yes, yes.
You know, we see churches on every block, and the majority of the time, the church doors are locked.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's no one there.
Mm-hmm, right.
Years ago, God gave us a revelation about our church. We pastored a church in Orangeburg, South Carolina, and he gave us a revelation. Tuesday through Saturday, the church is closed.
Mm-hmm.
But every day, Monday through Friday, from 8 to 5,
mm-hmm.
the church is closed.
Mm-hmm.
So he birthed out the vision of a senior adult daycare.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I started that.
Okay.
The seniors came out.
Okay.
The seniors came out. My parents came out.
Mm-hmm.
And they shared. And they were revived.
Mm-hmm.
So see, we can't forget anyone in our community.
Yes.
Not even the seniors. And then we did that again here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Outflow.
Amen. Amen.
Infill,
yes.
Then outflow to the community.
Amen.
Outreach adult day in healthcare, where we had seniors and disabled adults.
Amen.
So now we're ministering to two demographics.
Yes.
Okay.
And now to mention that through our ministry, Minister Charlene,
mm-hmm.
amen, she is over our seniors ministry.
That's good.
And so we go out every second and fourth Friday
mm-hmm.
to Clear Creek Rehabilitation Center,
okay.
where we minister to our senior
That's good.
Citizens.
That's good.
Because they need the word as
Absolutely.
Well. Absolutely. And so we just go there and just be there, spend time with them.
Mm-hmm.
They just want you to talk to them,
yeah.
read a story to
mm-hmm.
them. We share testimonies
mm-hmm.
with them. And so, yeah, we're doing that.
That's
and
good.
Because, again, it's not just in the church. It's outside.
Outside. Outside.
And
I
so,
love outreach.
Yes. So, so we go there, you know, every second and third Friday. Four on the first, the second Friday of the week, we go out at 4,
mm-hmm.
and then the second Friday we go out at 7. So
okay.
we have two different times.
That's good.
Because we want to be accessible
mm-hmm.
if people want to go and they can't go
That's
at
good.
The time of
That's
4.
That's good. That's very
they
good.
Go at the time of 7.
Mm-hmm.
So we go twice a month, and those are the
That's
times.
That's very good. That's
so if you
very
want to
good.
Come,
hey, amen. 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 You know, even with our senior adult daycare, we would transition our clientele, those that were, well, adult daycare is for mobile
mm-hmm.
seniors.
Mm-hmm.
They may be in a wheelchair, but they're not bedridden.
Mm-hmm.
So they would go to the community center, and guess what? They would do exercise. Exercise. Yes, they're stimulating their mind. They're stimulating their joints.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Less activation of arthritis and all of these things, it even feeds the mind,
mm-hmm.
you know, because now the mind feels refreshed
right.
and now they feel like they have a purpose.
Yeah.
They're not just tossed to the side. So that may even be interesting for you, Justin, you know, because the seniors, you know, we did a need-based assessment for the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, and over 600,000 seniors and disabled adults. And they're sitting, and most of them are
right.
isolated in their homes. They don't get medication on time. They don't eat like they're supposed to. They're in very bad conditions. A lot of them don't have heat. A lot
right.
don't have air conditioning
right.
and those type of things. So we take them out of that environment for 8 hours
yeah.
and revive them.
That's good.
Yes,
good.
Yes. So I love that. And we have always been a part of outreach
mm-hmm.
Because it is so important.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do after we hear the word?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
your theme today, your subtopic is
Women Walking in the Power of God. A refreshing day.
A refreshing day of the word.
We have to be refreshed.
Yes, yes.
We work so much and we're out in the community. We're
mm-hmm.
dealing with different people, different
mm-hmm.
personalities. And sometimes we just need to hear
mm-hmm.
the word. We just need to be refreshed.
Absolutely.
As pastors. And so this is what it is. Today is a day in the word, just
mm-hmm.
a day of refreshing
mm-hmm.
to revive us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. To be able to go back out again.
Absolutely.
And to continue
That's good.
To do what we
that
do.
Is so good. That's good. That's powerful. Any other initiatives that you're involved in that you would like our listeners and viewers to know about? And since this is our last part of the collaboration, anything you would like them to know, and how can they contact you for future engagement, each of you, and how can they connect with your initiative?
Okay. Again, we are Excellence and Grace Kingdom International Ministries. We are located at 9424 Harrisburg Road in Charlotte, North Carolina. You can reach me on Facebook, Melissa Bailey Pastor, and it'll pop right up. You can reach me through email, excellenceandgrace@gmail.com. You can also call us, 980-318-3068 is the number that you can reach us at, and that's how you can get in touch with us. Again, we are a new church. Amen. We have been in existence actually since September.
Okay.
And so God, again, has blessed us just tremendously. Another thing that we're doing is just connecting with other churches the community.
That's good.
We're reaching out because, again, just as you said, there's churches on different corners, every corner, but no one knows each other. And so we have gone over to Eastway, which is
That's
a block
good.
Away.
That's
We've
good.
Gone over to Pastor That's Mark,
good.
Which is another block away.
Very good.
Cornerstone, AME Zion. These churches are in this local area.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just believe that we should know one another.
Mm-hmm.
We should connect with one
Absolutely.
Another to support one another because we're all about the same work.
And we should be.
It's not about us.
That's
it's
right.
It's not even about
That's
our
right.
church. It
That's
is
right.
about what God is calling
That's
us to
it.
Do in the earth. Again, the reason when the people come into my ministry, I tell them not to get comfortable
okay.
because you're not here to sit. You're
That's
not
right.
Here
training
to
ground.
On the word. This is a training,
training ground.
Right?
That's what it
I'm
is.
I'm going to teach you what
That's
God
right.
is giving me to teach
That's
you.
Right.
You're going to begin to work immediately.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're called to ministry, and I believe, the word says many are called, but few are chosen. And few are chosen, I just believe, just because they don't want to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? But I'm just, this
yes.
is my belief,
yes.
okay?
Yes, nothing wrong with that.
But if you're coming to Excellence and Grace, please just be mindful you're not going to be sitting. There's a work to do for everybody. We're going to put your hands to the plow. Even when we were working with the sports lab, I got the parents, the mothers. I was like, look, y'all can come on over here. These are y'all kids. Let's help fix this food. Help feed these children. And even the fathers was cleaning up and,
Absolutely.
You know, sweeping up the grounds and everything. It was just so cute, but we cannot do it by ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so we need help. And so we just want to chip in and do
mm-hmm.
all that we can, again, to be an example, a
mm-hmm.
light. We want this place to be a lighthouse
mm-hmm.
in this community where people know that they can grow and they can learn the word of God. Again, it is not for us. It's not about money and members.
Mm.
That's not important to us.
Mm-hmm.
What is important to us is that we know how to have a relationship with the Lord, that there's an intimacy with God, that we know him to a point that we can hear him for ourselves,
yes.
that we obey
yes.
what
yes.
he says for
yes.
us to do. And so, again, we have ordination service every year now.
Okay.
We're going to be having an ordination
okay.
service in August. We're not playing. We're going to get you to work. We're going to
That's
teach
what
you.
It should be about.
You learn as you go.
Absolutely.
You're gonna
Absolutely.
We're gonna fall down, but we're going to
mm-hmm.
get up and keep moving in the things of God.
That's excellent.
Amen.
You know, when you were saying that, it made me thought about the scripture where it says, all, you know, each joint supply.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, that, and I love that God use that illustration to help us understand the natural body.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Amen.
If you stump your toe, and if you stump your toe, the entire body aches.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
You slam your hand in the car,
That's
the entire
right.
body
That's right.
aches.
Amen.
So it's like that with the body of
That's
Christ.
Right. That's
Each
right.
joint supply.
Yes.
You know, and I even illustrated that in my book with the skeleton, you know, the positions, and that position is adjacent to another
okay.
legment, and that legment is as important as the one that supplies to that one,
right.
because that legment supplies to another, and it all jointly fits.
Yes.
And so when the body of Christ is out of sync, guess what? God is not happy with that.
Amen.
He's not happy with that.
Dysfunctional.
It's dysfunctional at this point.
Yes.
And that's why we're sounding the alarm.
Amen.
Wake up.
Amen.
It's time for us to wake up and get back to God's agenda.
Amen.
He says, you know, that each joint supplies, but he gives his spirit supplies.
Yes, yes.
His spirit is what's significant,
yes,
significant
yes.
in the body of
yes,
Christ. It's
yes.
his spirit. Without his spirit, we could be in the graveyard. Without his spirit, we would be in the graveyard. We would have no life in us. And so many churches are operating on that level. They need to be resuscitated. Amen. So when we come together, two will put 10,000 to flight. And when we get our hands dirty, and when we get our hands to the plow, we can't look back. We have to be steadfast and unmovable and always abounding in the things of God. And that's what this collaboration is all about. Now, this is not a one and done, guys.
Okay.
Amen. Because when we're in it, we're in it.
That's right.
Amen. And we're going to link up and we're going to join forces and see how we can connect with one another to do a greater work. God never intended us to do the work alone.
That's right.
And that's what's crippling the church.
Yes.
Me and my group.
Yes, yes.
We're the only one that are hearing from God. We're the only one anointed in the city. That's a spirit of witchcraft.
Yes.
Because every joint supply in the next church and in the next church, every joint should supply something to the body of Christ. So that's why we want to connect.
You just you touched on something. I taught a message, and it was in reference to as we the body of Christ, just as you said, we're fitly joined together. But I said we need each other because in the body of Christ, say in your local assembly, you are an eye, and just
that's
your eye, and you are a left arm, and she's a right arm, and a left leg.
Yes.
If I'm missing a part.
You're dysfunctional.
How can I?
That's right.
I need you.
Mm-hmm.
We need to come together because, again, we're a part of the same body.
The same body.
So
and we're supposed to be hearing from the same spirit.
Yes.
And when we hear from the same spirit, guess what? We will connect.
Yes.
Because we understand it's not about us. It's about him.
Amen.
It's about him bringing glory and honor to him. Anything else at this juncture? Justin. Okay.
I guess it, please, Facebook is our main avenue of connection.
We've got
Sports Lab Training Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And our website, www.sportslabtrainingacademy.com. Visit us. You can also reach us by phone, 609-529-8333. So we look forward to seeing you bring your kids. We're going to love on your kids. And I promise it's something that you've never seen before.
Yeah, it is.
Amen.
It's a different relationship we're trying to form with these kids, not just one to give them sports. We want to build a family.
That's good. I love that. Amen. And God is concerned about the entire family. Amen. Amen. So, Justin, your sport lab is here in Harrisburg? Okay. Okay, all right.
And at Excellence and Grace Kingdom International Ministry. Again, the address for the sports lab is the gym, and it is 9424 Harrisburg Road, Charlotte, North Carolina. They're here Monday through Thursday, 6 to 9:30. Okay.
Amen. 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 If you're looking for a great ministry, to join or to visit in the Harrisburg area, please stop by my dear sister's ministry and be a blessing to her. Amen. And also, you can find her, as she's stated, on Facebook. And some new stuff is coming down the pike as well. So you'll be able to find her in every other
Week of call.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's the connection right there. So we may as well just shout it out. Amen. Amen. Pastor Bailey have connected with the Wake Up Call Radio and TV Broadcast Network. Amen. You can find us on Roku channel. We have a Roku channel, and you can find us 24/7 on any social media network. Amen. And we're on radio and Facebook Live. Amen.
How can they find you?
Yes, our location is, as I sports stated, 3004 Bailey's Ford Road.
Amen.
And we are on Facebook.
Amen.
Refreshing Springs of Living Water Ministry.
Amen.
Right there. And our email address is refreshingspringsclt@gmail.com. And we have a voicemail. You can leave a prayer request or leave a message. We'll get right back with you.
Amen.
And that is 704-750-1651.
Amen. 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 Two great ministries.
Amen.
Amen. Harrisburg, North Carolina, and Charlotte, North Carolina. Refreshing Springs, Bettysford area. Please, please, please go out and visit my dear friends, Pastor Celeste Hicks in Charlotte, North Carolina, off of Betty's Ford. And then we have Pastor Melissa Bailey here in Harrisburg. Amen. And bring your family out for entertainment. We got to put the social media down sometimes and work out, exercise our mind. Amen. And our bodies. America's getting fat because we're not moving. We've got to get to moving. So, Justin, we're going to visit you. We got to come over here and see what's going on. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh,
I love basketball.
They're training women as well. Girls, there's girls basketball as well. And but I'm like, I can't do that. So don't be saying that.
Well, we can start with the little kitty girls first, right?
He'll be like, if Andy can do it, you can do it. I'll be like, oh, God.
Yes, yes, yes. So we definitely want to come out and see what's going on and see how we can better serve you as a network. Because like I first stated, it's about network, and networking is nothing without collaboration. We network with people 24/7, but do we ever go back and reconnect and build ministries together and share ministries together? That's collaboration, you know, and God hooks us up and allow us to hook up for such a time as this. So when you are looking at what you're doing, and if someone, you know, if I'm looking at building a room, I'm going to a person that specializes in that area.
Amen.
You know, because you have a mind to build it, it doesn't mean that you're the builder.
Right, right.
So
right.
That's right. So, you know, search out a builder. You know, she said she connects right here. He said this is his specialty. Then we come together and we can get the house built. That's what it's all about. That's exactly what it's about, collaboration and building the kingdom of God, because it's for him and it's to serve people. You know, we've been called to serve. You know, I want you all to tune in tomorrow on the Wake Up Call Network for the Wake Up Call Talk Show, because our theme this month is When Leaders Bleed. And you touched base on that when you said leaders need to be refreshed.
Yes, absolutely.
So what do we do when we bleed?
Yes.
You know, how do we take care of our bleeding?
Yes.
And why are we bleeding?
Yes.
There's a greater purpose behind the bleeding.
Yes.
So I want you all to tune in on social media and the Wake Up Call Network for When Leaders Bleed. Tomorrow we will have Pastor Diana Morgan from Promised Land Ministries here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And she's going to share the panel. We're going to talk about when leaders bleed.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. 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 There's a lot of leaders bleeding in churches.
Yes.
And guess what? No one attends to the bleeding. Guess what? They hemorrhage to death and then they walk out or they get rolled out because the life has left.
Right.
You know, so we're talking about retaining. How can we retain if we don't deal with the bleeding? First, we have to acknowledge that they're bleeding. Then we have to do something about the bleeding to stop the hemorrhaging.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
So then we want to talk about that on tomorrow. How do we get them back in the workforce? How do we get them back in the fields, in the hedges and the highway? How do we get them back out doing what God has called them to do? Because now they are immobile mentally, mentally immobile because of that. And then we want you all to come out to our Wake Up Call Restoration Conference.
Okay.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. That's going to be at North Mac High School, May 26th and 27th. A two-night restoration, repairing the breach. See, we're talking about that bleeding. Now it's time to repair the breach.
Yes.
Once we repair those that are bleeding, guess what? They can apply their work and their hands back to the plow. And we don't have to do it alone. They will reconnect with us. They will reconnect with other leaders and other ministries. And guess what? The kingdom of God prospers.
Amen.
So we have to deal with the bleeding. So come out and be a part of that on May 26th and 27th at North Mac High School, Huntersville, North Carolina. Any closing remarks from any of
you? I'm just blessed. I'm glad to be here with you all, Annie Sally and Pastor Warren Sally.
Amen.
It's just been an exciting day. We are still in service today,
okay.
So we'll be going into our part two.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Celeste Hicks will be our next speaker.
Amen.
So we thank God for what he's
doing.
We also have Evangelist Yashika Clyburn that is going to be speaking this evening, and myself, I'm still yet to speak.
Okay.
Amen. So,
and what are the times?
We are going to be here until 4 o'clock
this evening. Okay.
So yes, come on out. We're down again. We're at 9424 Harrisburg Road, Charlotte, North Carolina. We're still in service. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, that concludes our time here today. Oh my gosh, we have had an amazing time here for this special edition of the Wake Up Call Talk Show. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching. Thank you for liking. Thank you for commenting. And thank you for sharing. Amen. Want to see you tomorrow at 5 o'clock for When Leaders Bleed. And continue to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and our YouTube channel. God bless you. And remember, this has been your Wake Up Call. And thank you all for joining.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you all.
Okay, what an experience, because you're not really prepared, and you don't know what to say, and you don't know what to do, and you don't know how you look, and you don't know who's watching, but you got to believe God.
Well, you might not know how you look, but you know what to say, because you were not searching for words. None of you. You guys were amazing, and thank you so much. Thank you so much. And we're going to do more of this. And also, I want you all to
there is power.